This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Okay, welcome back to Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank, Andy, and Charlie. We have Plowsy here. We have Brian Hoffman here. And we're going to say goodbye to our intern here in about 10 minutes, too. Evan the intern. It's his last 10 minutes here at KFNS.
Where's he going?
He's going back to the University of Missouri. But we'll bring him on at the end here. Quick word about Maryville.edu. Each new student is assigned a life coach, who is a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, campus networking, career guidance, and all things Maryville. They use diagnostics utilized by Maryville University's life coaches. They help students understand their individual learning styles. Go to maryville.edu.
I think Charlie should be a life coach.
I could be a hell of a life coach. Being Charlie, I could be a hell of a life coach. I could. I've got some stories.
You do have
I'm profound. Some of the things that I've done in this city, no announcer in this town, I don't care sports, news, or whatever, have the background that I have for music, sports. I'm serious. I'll pat myself on the back for that.
For what now?
My experience in music and sports, the people I've met in my career. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm very serious. Frank knows that, and all kidding aside.
He was a former writer with the St. Louis Argus
American, both.
And he played flag football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So here he goes again.
Back in the day when nobody played.
He probably bashed her. He's the kind of guy that would bash Aretha Franklin.
I love Aretha.
You love Aretha?
I got so much respect for her, man. I've been reading all about her life.
She was incredible.
We could have a great conversation about Aretha right now.
Incredible person.
Yeah.
That's why all the talk. The funniest thing, wasn't funny, all the networks, the cable networks, Fox, we didn't think Fox was going to do anything on Aretha yesterday.
Why?
So Fox has a tribute on Aretha Franklin. You know what they did?
No. Why,
they showed her, because, you know. Then they showed a Patti LaBelle video calling her Aretha Franklin. Did you hear that, Frank?
I did.
They played a tribute, did a tribute to Aretha Franklin, played a Patti LaBelle video.
Didn't.
Yes, they did.
On Fox?
Oh, come on, man. God. All sisters don't look alike, brother. Come on.
You got to blame the producer for that, man.
Oh, yeah. They came out with an apology.
So what do you think about the...
you can't make that up.
Yeah, no. That's,
what
really
do you think
happened.
About the Colin Kaepernick story with...
Elway.
John Elway, which
What's
is kind
latest?
Of interesting. Okay, so this is what happened. Is they were asking John Elway yesterday at Broncos training camp about Colin Kaepernick. And Elway's quote was, "Colin had his chance here. We offered him a contract. He didn't take it. So, as I said in my deposition, I don't know if I'll legally be able to say this, but he's had his chance to be here. He passed on it. However, this was before Colin Kaepernick started to
protest
anthems.
I thought that was a proposed trade with Frisco. I thought it was a contractual thing. Between him, Frisco, and the Denver Broncos, Frank. I thought that had something to do with it as well. Plus, John Elway of all people, he's as bad as Michael Jordan when it comes to predicting talent. Look what he's done at the quarterback position.
He's got some nerve. He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about behind the desk.
I will say
not
this,
on the field.
I mean, that's a legitimate point that they've had subpar quarterbacking for 2 years with Elway. But you can't deny the guy's had a lot of success as an executive.
Okay, it's not easy to get your hands on a... Now, he made the horrible decision, right? They brought in, what's his name, the 6'7" guy?
Osweiler.
Terrible decision.
And Lynch as well.
And Lynch has shown signs, but no one ever predicted him to be a franchise quarterback. I mean, to get your hands on a Manning or a Brady or one of these guys, man, it is Carson Wentz. I mean, you almost got to luck into
Osweiler is making a lot of money, man, these quarterbacks. Oh, my
terrible
goodness.
Terrible decision there. But you know what? He's also built some of the best defenses we've seen in years. He's been to a couple of Super Bowls. They won one. So, you know, come on.
Isn't it unbelievable?
He's Michael Jordan-like doing this.
Colin Kaepernick is likely not going to play football again.
Well, he should have known now. That last year.
Can't play
I mean,
now.
He's just 30 years old.
But, Frank, do you remember Colin when he was with San Francisco in his heyday?
When Harbaugh had
He was on, and Harbaugh to this day will attest, the kid can still play. But his days are over because now he's got a lawsuit against now, a pretending lawsuit against the NFL. So now it's best to him.
He can't even get his own brother to bring him on board in Baltimore, although apparently they had something.
What do you mean?
I guess.
Well, that was that had a lot to do with. Yeah. No. Yeah. That goes deeper than that. That goes to Ray Lewis, too, with his spray-painted head. That goes to Ray Lewis. Hair spray painted on his
He's
head.
He's the most hypocritical human being.
What
on
do you
the
think?
Ray Lewis is tough.
He's absolutely terrible.
Remember, he said, that's the time Colin Kaepernick's, he said Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend sent him a text calling him an Uncle Tom, and it got to the owner of the team. That's why he's not probably with Baltimore, is because of Ray Lewis. Plaza, I agree with you.
I love
the brothers around the league just cannot stand him anymore.
No, it wasn't like that though. A few years, he was a mentor to everybody.
Yeah, well, Ray Lewis, not anymore.
When Ray Lewis was breaking down the Ray Rice situation on TV, it was the most embarrassing thing for that network. It was just, I mean, you have a guy clearly who has a sketchy past,
and he just went backwards on Colin Kaepernick when he could have been silent. The guy was almost signed by Coach Harbaugh, Ray Lewis had a lot to do with that, with the owner.
What would you do if you were Colin Kaepernick's agent right now? And you had to sit down with Colin right now. What would you tell him?
You're going to be a rich man soon, again.
In what? How does he make his money now?
Books and things like that. Activists. He'll make money. And the longer this NFL protest continues, he should be thanking Roger Goodell for not ending it, because he's starting all up again.
So this may be the best thing that ever happened to Colin Kaepernick, because he couldn't get on the field, really, as a starting quarterback.
Well, no, his last
not
year,
after his
he
career.
Was good.
Remember that Super Bowl when the lights went out? Remember the Super Bowl when the lights went out?
Yes.
San Francisco practically won.
They had
momentum, man.
Trust me, I'm a Packers fan, and he lit them up. I think he threw for 200, ran for 200.
He was a smart, next to Russell Wilson, a smart runner, too, at quarterback.
He kind of came out of nowhere. I don't think teams knew how to prepare for him. They didn't know who he was. Once you saw him once or twice, I mean, you didn't see him being nearly as efficient as he was, you know, his first year.
But
he was pretty damn good, man. He went to a Super Bowl. I'll give him credit.
Yeah, but to be 30, and he hasn't played now, this will be his second full year not playing?
Other brothers to come down on Michael Vick. Michael Vick complained about him, and then Michael Vick had the nerve to complain about his hairdo, of all people.
What did Michael Vick say about, he told him that he should present himself a little differently?
Better. Michael Vick, of all people, looking like buckwheat.
Why is that terrible advice?
It's just terrible advice. People gave you the advice about your hair. They didn't come down on you like that. You don't do that with the national media.
Serious adversity. This guy went to prison, man, and he can speak from the heart and help some of these younger players.
See, this is the trouble
with black athletes.
This is the trouble with black folks, tell you right now. Black folks' biggest enemy is other black people. And you just don't do that. That's just a thing.
But,
that's just a national symptom.
Why do you criticize the black person who's trying to say
call him on the phone and tell him. Don't do it in the national media. That's what I'm getting at, Frank.
Right.
You don't have to let the whole world know. Hey, let me call him up on the phone. Hey, you know what, Colin? You'd be better served if you cut your fro. Don't look like H. Ralph Brown. Right, that's what I'm saying. Just do it in private.
And I still, that's a good thought, Charlie. I agree with that completely. But I still don't know money-wise. I think you're wrong. He's not going to ever recover the money he could have made as a pro quarterback.
I don't know that.
Unless he all of a sudden became a starter again and could help a football team win.
But look, it's 2 years and going now.
There's no proof that he can do that.
We don't know what his future holds. And he probably doesn't either.
All right, we have to take a short time out.
Yeah, can I just ask one question?
Yes,
do you believe if he was a Pro Bowl caliber starting quarterback,
he'd be starting.
If he were Aaron Rodgers.
A few years ago, would he have ever protested to begin with?
Yes.
Would he have protested?
Yes, I think so, because I think in the National Football League, with this new era of athlete, someone was going to come and do it, and he was the right guy to do it. Because remember now, he sat on the bench for how many games when they started singing the national anthem? Mm-hmm. And until some reporter spotted him, and then the guy, the Green Beret, said, hey, man, don't sit. He said, kneel. Remember, this was a white soldier that started this, told him, to Neil, a lot of people have forgotten about
that. And how many teams would be drooling to sign him if he was a Pro Bowl quarterback, Neil? I mean, there's no question.
So what you're saying is,
I get that.
Would he have protested if he was all pro?
And created that type, that level of
yes,
of,
it would have been more effective if he would have done it if he was all pro.
All right, we want to say goodbye to Evan, the intern. Evan, congratulations. How about a round of applause for Evan?
Excellent job, man.
And tell us where you're going to be next week at this time.
Down at Mizzou.
And you're majoring in?
Sports management.
All right, Evan. Great work. We appreciate it. He's been one of our
favorites.
Hire
me.
Before we go to break, quick word, the Press Box and the Midday Grind will be broadcasting live from Everett Moody Park on August 24th from 10 to 1 to kick off the 30th Midwest Salute to the Arts. The 30th Midwest Salute to the Arts is in Fairview Heights, August 24th through the 26th. This family-friendly event takes place at beautiful Everett Moody Park on Long Acre Drive. Come out and enjoy 100 artists on display along with an interactive children's creation station, and it's just a beautiful place. Refreshments, free admission. Check out MidwestSalute.com for more details. Brought to you by Illinois Office of Tourism and Illinois South Tourism. We'll be right back.